Well, hello.
Hello.
So, the amoeba.
It's a thing.
Let's talk about that thing. I'm going to let you take the host controls on this one, and I'll just go ahead and riff and bebop and scat all over the place.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to just rehash everything you just talked about?
Yeah, you know, you can guide it, but I'll walk you through. So you got the amoeba, and we kind of launched that in the middle of the season this year, just to get it going and kind of get some people in the door, which has already paid off.
Big time.
Glad to have you back. It hasn't been the same without you, bro.
I know.
So, we did just kind of defaults on this, and obviously the structure of the league wasn't what we wanted it to be and what I expected it to be. I just kind of wanted to get it up and running. So, what questions do you have about the structure of the amoeba?
Let's see. What's the best order to do this in? Well, I guess for starters, I got this whole list I made up. I'm assuming 162 game season, like normal.
162 games. It'll match the BBA schedule.
All right. So we'll start at the same time, end at the same time, roughly.
Roughly. I think your playoffs will be quicker.
Yeah. Let's see. Somebody asked if there was going to be, because I noticed right away there was no interleague at all, so I was just playing three other teams every single game.
So interleague is now enabled.
It's on. Okay. So that's good. Might as well get right into minor leagues.
All right. So you're going to have two levels of minor leagues. There will be a AAA. And originally I was thinking of keeping it all in the region, then maybe thought about going outside of the region, so we did that. So you got the African Baseball Alliance is your AAA league associated with the amoeba. It has eight teams in eight different African countries.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That'll be AAA. And well, I'm assuming same essential schedule as the BBA's AAA.
Yeah, I believe they do 162 in AAA in the BBA.
Oh, wow.
Let me check on that.
I never even noticed that.
No, it's 144. So we'll set that up the same way for your AAA. So that's done. And then AA, you're going to have a AA team also. That's going to be the Far East Baseball Alliance. So teams from Far East Asia. And we'll have a 140 game schedule for that league.
Awesome.
There will be no trip, no single A, no short A, no rookie. But you asked about a feeder league. And I am indeed putting the feeder league in. It's going to be a 16-team high school league set up in Oceania, which is Australia and all of the island countries.
Mm-hmm.
That will be set up for 15 to 18-year-olds. They will be eligible to be drafted 1 year prior to max age. And they will play a 40-game season starting April 1st.
All right. Now, did you go through, like, the BBA has already the international established free agents and then the rookies?
Yep.
Did you tinker with that? Like
as far as where they're coming from?
Yeah.
Yep, I did.
Okay, so in theory, the people who should be playing coming out of our feeder league won't just randomly show up in the international pool, BBA?
They won't. There may still be people from those countries popping up, but they won't be players from your league.
Yeah. All right.
Another thing I noticed that I did not have a 40-man roster set up.
I noticed.
You do now.
Good. So waivers?
Yep.
All right, cool, because I took the shellacking on that with having to release people.
Yeah. You're still going to have 6 years. You're going to have 6 years till free agency.
Okay, just like normal.
3 years till Arby. You do have a Super 2.
Mm-hmm.
As far as financials go, it's all set up now. You're set up for a $40 million salary cap with a fixed $20 million national media contract, $6 million local media contract baseline, $4.5 million merchandise revenue baseline, and a $7 million cash max. Your minimum player salary is $170. And attendance baseline, 22,500. Ticket price baseline, $12. 20% visiting team gate share, just like the BBA. So you should all be around an average budget of $35 million right now. I do have the financial summary projections in game projecting for a slight loss in average profit. Just like I do in the BBA, kind of helps manage the bloat, if you will.
All right.
As far as contract years maximum.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to change that from the 6 in the BBA to 3 in the EBA. Make it even more challenging. What do you think about that?
Well, part of the reason I even wanted to – part of the problem I always saw with the EBA, if you were playing in the EBA,
yeah,
was you were actually disincentivized, if I said that right,
mm-hmm,
to play your stars, like, because you knew they were going to get taken. Although this was before the Rule 7 helped, you know, balance that out.
Right.
And people were constantly just holding guys down into their minors without, you know, to avoid starting the clock, so to speak.
True. So do you think it should be longer?
No. I don't actually know how you would avoid doing that. The Rule 7 helps a ton, I think, because anybody that's Rule 5 eligible in the BBA talent-wise should be able to come over and immediately start. You're getting a starter.
Absolutely.
I mean, even if you're giving up a star, you're still getting a starter back. So that change alone helped immensely.
Yep.
But I don't even know any other ways to, because you should never be in the position where if you luck in to, you know, you're drafting number one guy and it's, holy crap, this is the best player this league has ever seen. You should never really feel pressured to be like, okay, now I got to hold him down or I got to trade him.
I suppose you're going to lose him anyway at some point.
Yeah.
There is one more rule that is different than the EBA. Are you ready?
Sure.
You're allowed to trade with the BBA and vice versa.
Really?
Yes.
Are there restrictions on that?
None at this point.
Interesting.
We'll see. Usually when we try something like this, something will pop up that says, well, hold on a second there.
Yeah. Wow. So in theory, the idea would be some BBA teams could start shuffling prospects over for completed, essentially,
Triple-A, quad A guys. Yep.
Yeah, that could be kind of neat. That does probably wonders, too, for all of us Umeba GMs feeling, you know, a little less like we're on an island.
Exactly. And
I don't mind that.
For the young guys. I may end up limiting it to
guys with service, major league service.
Service. You know what I mean?
Like guys without BBA service?
I think
or yeah, something like
I
that.
I think vice versa, because I don't want it to necessarily circumvent the EBA draft.
Yeah.
There's going to be, let me just say this at this point, there will be some element of trading between the two leagues. It still needs to be worked out exactly how.
Yeah. That's should be pretty exciting. I didn't expect that.
Yep. That is new.
Yeah. What else we got here? Playoffs are still going to be, what, top two from each side?
So I have, let's see, options, playoffs. Yeah, we have division winners plus wild cards, unless you wanted to go to a split season format.
I've never done that.
Yeah, we've never done it anywhere.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird with just eight teams, you know?
Yeah, that is the problem. I mean, in theory, roughly, I don't know, halfway through the season, you might even know who's going to make the playoffs and who's not. And there might not be anything you can do about it.
Yeah. We'll just leave it with the
two from each for now.
Yep, and two best of sevens.
Yeah.
That should be fine.
Okay, we did budget. Rule six, rule seven. And rule six and seven, when are we starting that? Right off the bat?
No. Rule six won't start until after next season. And therefore, rule seven
after that.
Until after next season.
Is that going to be set up the same? Yeah. I'm assuming I remember this right. It was if your guy got picked in the rule six, he became a free agent.
Yep.
And then whoever actually signed him.
Yep.
That's the guy you got to poach a rule five eligible guy from.
Correct. So here, I'll read this off. So Amoeba Rights Draft is the rule six draft. At the conclusion of the season, teams will be allowed to participate in an Amoeba Rights Draft. Draft will be held in the same order as the AMI Draft. It will cost 10 participation points and $5 million from your bonus funds to buy a player out of his Amoeba contract. He must be a former BBA player or have at least 3 years of Amoeba service in order to be eligible. Buying out the contract makes him a free agent and gives you the right to match any offer on that player. Teams can only choose to draft the rights to one Amoeba player per season and must have the 10 participation points and $5 million available in order to participate.
All right.
And then the rule seven is the Amoeba player loss compensation draft, which will take place on December 15th. And that may change, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
The draft allows Amoeba teams that lost a player in the Rule 6 draft to replace that player with a BBA Rule 5 eligible player from the team that drafted their player.
Yeah. So can it drafted or signed?
It's drafted.
Oh, it's drafted.
Yep. In the Rule 6 draft, the Rule 7 draft uses the same draft order as the upcoming amateur draft. For teams that lost multiple players in the Rule 6 draft, subsequent picks will follow the initial round in the order of the upcoming amateur draft. Players drafted in the Rule 7 draft will be assigned directly to the Major League roster of the Amoeba team that drafted him.
Interesting.
Yeah, I remember. It was the it always was the team that drafted. Otherwise, draft wouldn't be able to happen until everyone signed.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Wow, that really – I never even noticed that.
Well, there's always a couple of poison pills in there to try.
Yep.
You got to be smart, and a lot of the people in this league haven't experienced that Rule 6 wrinkle yet, so it'll be fun to watch how that goes.
Yeah, that will get pretty wild right away. Let's see. Well, speaking of PP, do we have the same PP requirements as the BBA? How's that going to work?
You have no PP requirements.
Okay, but people will obviously be encouraged to...
Well, yeah, you're going to want to spend them because you can still use them, one, and you can carry them over to the BBA.
Ah, nice.
And now here's the kicker that I'm going to put in on that. So if an Umeba GM gets promoted to the BBA, any points they earned while in the Umeba will be immediately doubled.
Ooh, a little incentive for really pumping out articles and such.
Yep.
Speaking of being promoted, how is that process going to be? Just first come, first serve? Are you guys going to just pick whoever you feel is ready? Or?
Well, it's kind of a combination of a bunch of things. You saw what happened with the last one. So we had an opening in Hawaii. We announced it. We asked for anyone that was interested. We had a couple people interested. At that point, it comes down to kind of the governing board saying, all right, who's been the most active? Who's the most ready? They get the team. In this case, we had two open teams and two interested GMs, so it worked out.
Okay. What about going the other direction? We're getting I'm assuming maybe the situation with Hawaii will happen again, where a guy needs to take a step back. Maybe it's kind of a soft landing spot.
Yep.
Are they going to be able to carry their PP back over here?
Yes.
And then in theory, maybe they'll have to be an asterisk. They probably don't get doubled when they go back.
No, they actually get halved when they go.
Halved when you get over. Okay. That'll work.
Because the new GM gets half of the previous GM's PP is always.
Okay.
So really there's a huge incentive for anyone in the Umeba who wants to go to the BBA at some point to start churning out PPs, because you can double those and you're going to get half of the outgoing GM's PPs from the BBA.
Wow. Yeah. That'll be a nice nest egg.
Yeah. Cause usually, and the whole thought behind that is usually when you get an open team in the BBA, it's either because someone's burnt out or they have not been taking care of the team. Mm-hmm. So we want it with a new GM. I really like to have an infusion of, okay, you can burn, hundreds of PPs right now to try to right some wrongs if you want.
So I don't remember if this is still a rule or not, but I do believe guys weren't supposed to be able to like relocate or change their stadium when they first showed up. Is that going to change then? If maybe guys want to hop over and like really go nuts with the PP?
I think what I'd say, oh, you mean going to the BBA?
Yeah, like an Umeba guy goes over to the BBA and just has just a ton of PP to spend. Can he immediately build himself a new stadium or move the team if he wants, or?
Well, they can limit on whatever stuff they want. They can't relocate. I believe we have a two-year period. And then it's still at the discretion of us, although I've never said no to anyone.
Yeah.
Well, I have said no to somebody, but I didn't say no. I just said no to the idea of the team one time. So.
All right. What about in the Umeba itself? Are we going to be allowed to relocate or change stadiums or
so on and so forth? You can do a stadium update before the next season for free.
Sweet.
In fact, I'd like all of you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But with one caveat, I'm going to post the there's a park generator app that somebody made,
mm-hmm,
where you can essentially, what it does is you type in wall, wall heights, distances, whatever, and it generates the park effects so they actually match the stadium.
Based on
right, so
whatever city it would actually be in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So if you have some place with crazy elevation, that would be where you would get your super home run modifiers and such.
Yeah, I don't know.
A team in Kenya would be pretty good then.
Yeah. As far as changing, as far as moving the teams, I'm going to say no. I know that some of the team names, you know, let's wait and see. It's kind of the 2-year waiting period, just like mm-hmm. the BBA.
Okay.
You can, however, rename and brand your minor league teams with the same cities. That actually needs to be done, so any help I can get on that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Let's see. What? I think I missed one. Draft.
Okay.
How many rounds?
10 rounds.
10-round draft. Okay. How will it be done? Will it be, like, as the season goes, just like in the BBA?
Yep. You're going to have your draft in June, just like ours is.
But we'll start it in...
let's see. It usually starts around April. Because the draft will actually be going on right when their season is going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and our draft will be way faster since there's so many less teams.
Yeah, now I still don't know if I can run multiple drafts in StatsLab. I think I can because he added – we're the first test case on there for multi-leagues.
Oh.
And he still has a bunch of things he wants to do, but he's – you know, he's got a long list, so be patient.
Yeah, guinea pigs. Awesome. All right. Let's see. We've covered that. I think this one was from Fred. We already have the two league names. Are there going to be any more, like, custom, like, our ward names? I mean, Sawyer Silk doesn't mean anything to Umeba.
Yeah, nothing really.
How are we doing that?
Nothing really means anything to it right now.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas?
No.
Yeah, I'm open to them. Let's see. We've got our league names. And then, let's see, options. I believe it's under. Yeah, right now I just have.
Just standard names.
Yeah, which and this year there's not going to be awards voting for you guys.
Are you going to reset the – are you even going to – how's the history part? Is that just going to get reset or is Menemana forever our first winner?
Menemana is forever your first winner.
Okay. What about the record books?
That's all going to be in there. But obviously nothing's – next year you guys are going to set all new records.
In theory, yeah.
You should.
I don't know if we had any situations where the whole – it was only a 79-game season would actually make a record unbreakable.
Yeah, let's see.
I don't know if anyone has, like, a ridiculously low ERA. Our pitchers all kind of suck.
Let's see.
But anything, like, total-wise, that'll get blown out of the water.
Well, yeah, like your single-season stuff, I mean, you barely have any qualifiers on the leaderboards right now. Let's see. Yeah, I'm pretty sure all of these are breakable.
Oh, great. Okay, good.
Maybe Fred Carrier's 8 triples will carry over for a little bit.
For a little while, but yeah. The more games we have, that'll get smashed. Wow, he had 8 triples?
Yeah, R.J. Hughes is really the most strikeouts with 78.
Oh, believe me, I tried to trade for R.J. Hughes, I don't know, about 15 times. Even this weekend, I was actually at Fred's place this weekend. That's why I missed all the exports there for a second. I was trying to get RJ Hughes from him, but it's probably not right to trade with somebody who's just a caretaker to him.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, it's good
to see that Kunz Shook is still a turd with 9 losses in 22 games of mostly relief. But he did bat 328, 380, 469 in 72 plate appearances.
Yeah. Kind
of a nifty little two-way guy who is – a total douche.
Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything structurally to talk about before we just start randomly talking about players. Who we want. Yeah, players and stuff.
I think that's pretty much it. So you guys all have to do arbitration now?
I'm going to have to change everything I did. Because I non-tendered a bunch of people, and now I can afford them. So.
Yeah, definitely. Who do you non-tender, like Perez and Bates?
Yeah, and that catcher, what's his face, Gore.
Gore with his four at-bats?
Yeah, well, I was just hanging on to people in the hopes that, you know, I mean, Gore wasn't good enough to play for me, but I'm sure he was better than other teams' catchers.
Hey, Baca had a good year for you.
Yeah, and he's refusing to resign. He is going to be the first guy who wants to go back to the BBA from the UMABA.
Yeah.
On the back of a really good offensive year. I think the big, really nice thing with the whole switch to relative ratings, which shook everything up, is that really makes – that really shines in the UMABA.
It really does. Maybe the timing was off, but that was a Band-Aid that needed to be pulled a long time ago.
Yeah. That should hopefully help soften things from guys who are going from UMABA to
– That's the biggest thing. Those relative ratings really help the newer or more casual GMs, if you will.
Time-strapped guys, yeah.
Yeah. Or challenged GMs, if you will. I'm trying to not go there.
Yeah.
Who are the top players in this league right now? Let's see. Jing Gao Long? Isn't that the guy who went to baseball?
Guy who went to baseball?
Yeah, he did. He retired. He was Seattle's... He was a scouting discovery of Seattle in 2030.
Yes. And then
he retired to play baseball in 2034.
Oh, basketball. You basketball. Keep saying baseball, and I'm like, but we are, yeah, we are baseball. I was confused.
Yeah, basketball.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, I went through and unretired a whole bunch of guys who really had no reason being retired.
Yeah.
Mostly just because of the talent bloat in the BBA.
Yeah.
You have Maeda? Istanbul has Maeda.
Istanbul. What, iChart?
Yeah, they signed Maeda.
Well, one of the things, Istanbul did it and I did it. I don't know if anyone else did it. I did it after Istanbul did it. I spent one afternoon, because lucky me, I was the very first guy to get game access, essentially. So I was like, okay, I got to comb through the free agent list and be the first guy to get an offer out there.
Yep.
And every single person gave you this, you know, the standard, I'm not interested in playing in that league or whatever, because the league's not prestigious enough.
Yeah.
Also, so I signed like four guys.
Yeah. It had like a 5 reputation the whole year.
Yeah. I literally went through, 1,400 free agents. I spent a whole afternoon because I'm on vacation. Nothing better to do. I went through and I got like 5 guys to talk to me. And then I saw Istanbul signed like 100 or something at one sim. And I was like, how the heck did he do that? And so then I'm assuming he did it the same way I did it. Then the next sim is they have the mass select option now.
Yeah.
And I just mass selected every single free agent, offered minor league contract, and 120-some guys signed.
How about that?
So they wouldn't actually talk to me to sign a major league UMABA deal, but they'll take a minor league UMABA deal, which was really weird.
That's one of those little unknown things you can do.
That seems wrong, but
definitely
helped a lot. And now all those guys will in theory be able to be dumped in the minors and moved around, and so that should help. But I don't know, isn't Chester Owens, my boy Chester Owens, isn't he the best player in the UMABA?
He's actually listed as number 9 batter.
Travesty.
In the top 20. Dave Molina.
I know.
20 tried homers in 64 games. Hey.
I tried to trade for him, too. I tried everything I could to make the playoffs that first year and fell one game short.
I think somebody asked, who are the players you'd like to see come over?
Yeah, that is the last question I have here.
Let's do that real quick, and then we'll wrap this up. because I know that people have some burnout from long podcasts sometimes.
Not me.
No, not me either. Let's look at free agents right now.
Well, if it changed from a 5 reputation to a 7, there should be a lot more people willing to talk.
So upcoming free agents. So I'm going to that screen, and I'm going to change split to career and scope to major league, and let's see what we got here. Well, Jeremy Carter could come over.
Ooh.
He batted .180 this year.
Yeah, he'll hit home runs over here.
I wonder if Dave Wilfer would come over, because he'd be a stud over there.
Oh, I guess that's actually a functional question. Are we going to try, is there going to be any sort of way to block, like, super, because the game sometimes just refuses to retire guys. I know Ted always rants about this, guys who should retire.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a Hall of Fame BBA player, you're not going to the UMABA. You're just not. Is there going to be a way to block that?
I'd have to do it manually.
I mean, I wouldn't sign anyone that I would assume would in real life say no, but I don't know.
They should just say no at this point. You know, we'll watch out for it. I don't remember it being a big deal in the EBA.
I don't either, but it just – I was just going to ask because I don't know what Rocket's doing over here.
For me, like, I would have rather seen Gary Estes playing in the Amoeba than playing Double-A for Phoenix.
Yeah, that's a thing.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. So what's some other guys in here? I got to add age to this. There it is. All right, so I'm going to sort this. So Jeremy Carter, I could see Holden Blackwell coming over.
Ooh, he'd be great over here.
Yep. I could see Keating coming over.
Mm-hmm.
He's still got a 9-eye.
Yeah, there's a very big, huge lack of anybody with eye over here.
Boy, there's a lot of free agents this year. It's going to be an extremely interesting free agency.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how the game would handle all of a sudden the Amoeba teams all have this cap space. I don't know if that's going to factor into, like,
how much
guys want.
We shall see. Jaik Dalyell, he came from the EBA. Might as well go back to the Amoeba. Alan McHugh probably won't go, but we'll see. Jake Blues.
Yeah.
Could go. Frank Mudd, definitely. All right, let's look at pitchers.
Yeah, we need pitching. That's severely lacking.
Let's look at pitchers. I got to add age on here. And then... those were just guys with major league experience who might be interesting. I know there's going to be a ton of minor league guys that are free agents that will immediately make your guys' teams better.
Oh, yeah. And it'll change overnight. Is this going in, like, are you making all these changes right now?
Yeah, it'll be in the next file tonight.
In the new file. Wow.
I already did them all before we talked, so.
Awesome.
That's why I was trying to delay. Let's see. How about Jesus Tonch?
Oh.
I don't think he'll come over, but he's out there. Oh, here's the perfect one. Tully Crow.
He's still injury rating. He'll still get hurt.
Man, he had 28 games this year in 35 innings with a 9.77 ERA.
Why didn't anyone write about that?
Because Josh has not been writing as much this year for whatever reason. Leon Flores, injured, career over.
Oof.
He's not coming over.
Oof.
When did that happen? History. Oh, it happened in March? Because he tore his UCL for the
third time.
Third?
Yep.
Time, I want to say. Wow, he's had a lot of injuries.
Oh, yeah.
That's too bad. All right. You got Sanderson won't come over. He won't. No. Ricardo Valera might. He's 39 years old. He'd be an ace number one over there.
Yeah.
He's still 5'6", 5'8".
I think particularly interesting will be if there's any redemption projects. Guys who come over, yep, play 1 year, play lights out, and then somebody gets drawn in.
That happened with, I had an infielder on my team who was like that. I can't remember the guy's name right now. He was a power hitting third baseman. Washed out of my team, went to the EBA, did really well, and then I brought him back.
Yeah, those kind of stories will be pretty interesting.
Schlondorf.
Wow, yeah, I suppose.
Andre Jacobs. He'd be awesome over there. You got Bailey Adahow.
Do we have... Are we fully... No, we still have like three BBA guys with teams.
It's two or three.
Because this offseason in particular is going to be just huge with the turnover, I'm assuming. I'm assuming like on my 40-man roster, I'm assuming I'll be able to find 30 better players probably now.
I wouldn't say barely any because a lot of those guys I brought out of retirement are good players. Ron Clulo. He's got 9 stuff, 2 movement, 5 control. That sounds custom made for over there.
Yeah, until the aging power hitters really start loading up over here. Yeah, guys with low movement will probably survive pretty well.
All right, I'm looking at Scope AAA career stats. Let's see. Still not seeing anybody particularly interesting there for pitchers. Let's look at Scope AA. A lot of these guys, I'm not even sure if they'll come over. Like, if you could get Pavel Bure Jr. to come over there, that would be amazing.
Oh. Yeah. If we're going to have...
12-6-3.
Do you remember offhand how big the EBA budgets were? I don't think they were $40 million. Through the cap.
It was maybe 30.
Yeah. We're actually going to be able to, like, you can probably build a team and afford to just go nuts on, like, one guy.
Yeah.
It will be interesting.
Yeah, if you could get somebody to come over there. Of course, it's, you know, no matter how much money you give, and this is why I wanted to do the shorter contracts, because no matter how much money you give a guy like that, he's only going to be yours for 1 year because he's going to get...
Most likely. Yeah. Yeah. Or, well, if there's trading too, that would be pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how the contract thing would work.
Have to work that out.
Because I could see maybe some Umeba teams holding some players hostage. Oh, yeah, you want this guy? You got to trade for him now because I signed him.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work. I got to think that through.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, though, to have some sort of wrinkle, or maybe even if it's just like a small window around the trade deadline or something to spice things up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or the posting system.
I don't like the posting system.
It doesn't work.
No.
I've never got it to work right.
Nope. There's a lot of good pitchers coming out on free agent. Question is, will they sign? Oh my God, you got Baba Louie.
Oh, he would be. That's exactly the kind of guy who should come over here.
Yep, because he would
is quad A through and through, but his ratings over here will be tremendous.
Yep. Or a guy like Felix Avila. He'd be amazing over there. Another EBA guy, by the way.
Yeah. Do we have any current BBA GMs who won an EBA title?
Well, Eddie Murphy.
Okay, because I'm wondering if somebody will try for the Triple Crown.
Yeah, Murphy won the EBA title the year before he came over and took over Des Moines.
Hmm.
And then I think he won a Landis like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
I think he might be the only guy to win an EBA and a Landis.
I'm sure someone will look it up. Yeah. Probably Ted or Randy.
Ted, Randy. The Brewster Broadcasting Network research team, paging. Randy, do you have a spreadsheet for that, Randy?
I did forget one question. Are we going with just a 25-man roster?
I upped it to 27.
It is 27. And DH is on?
Yep.
Okay.
It
yeah, that's
not on, was it?
I think it was.
Okay.
But it was only a 25-man. Yeah, 27 will be – that'll change things up immediately.
Barney Everhart.
Yeah.
If anyone was ever – oh, my God. Boise used him as a pitcher this year. It did not go well.
Ah, yeah, I suppose. I'm assuming the game's going to start – I mean, it's already pumping out more of those two-way guys, and a lot of them aren't any good, but maybe they're Umeba good.
Yeah, I mean, that's why Allen was using Shook over there that way.
Yeah, he was.
He's looking for any edge he can find, always.
Well, this isn't really Umeba topic, but did you see Allen's trade block?
Let's take a peek. Doesn't it say everyone?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just wondering about – I mean, I have no opinion on this whatsoever. I'm not a BBA GM, but I mean – like he was functioning with a salary cap that is just way higher because
of the because we started doing salary retention. He's still going to do salary retention though.
Yeah. Well, in theory, a top BBA team who's basically maxed out on his salary cap could just pick up one of his best players if they wanted to throw prospects and cash at him. And he said he's going to retain all the salary.
Yeah, but I don't think he can do that. I mean, isn't that still going to bite him?
I don't know. Like, it does I haven't monkeyed with this part of the game in forever, but, like, the cash max, what is it set to, 20 million, 30 million? I don't even know what it is. Isn't it kind of – doesn't that work backwards, too? Like, isn't there, like, a floor? Like, you can only go so much in debt, and the game just wipes it out. It just automatically makes the owner invest capital.
I wonder.
Because that's pretty ingenious on his part, if it is. he could get people to really throw prospects at him.
He pushes the envelope, man.
I know. Test case.
I can't even figure out half of the things he does.
It's fun.
I'm just like, huh, interesting. The Cyclone worked.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that wasn't really his idea. That was Craig Council and the 2018 Milwaukee Brewers, right?
Yeah.
And their group of out-getters.
You know, 27 outs.
Yeah, Council, he's like, I don't have pitching staff and position and batters. I have out-getters
and run scorers.
And the position player group.
Yeah.
It's like, big news out of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball announces it's changing the disabled list to the injury list.
Yep.
As to not offend disabled people. Wow.
Yeah, that's the times we live in now.
So that's probably coming out in Out of the Park 20. That'll be
I would imagine.
That'll be one of the big features.
More exciting is if they're going to do the universal DH. Sounds like they will.
Sounds like maybe not this year, but
no, but like they're talking as soon as next year.
Well, some of this
26 man rosters.
This back and forth crap with Manfred and Tony Clark is starting to sound like Donald Fehr and Bud Selig in the 90s. And it's frightening. So let me see if I've got this straight, players. You're pissed off because the owners have finally figured out what you're actually worth.
Essentially.
And that spending big money on ridiculously long-term contracts makes no sense whatsoever.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Well, assuming somebody smart is in charge in the union, all they need to do is just go back and figure out how to get the young guys paid quicker.
It is. You almost have to do it in reverse.
Yeah.
Like open market at the front and then arbitration on the back. What they need is a salary cap too, but they also need a salary floor.
There's a lot of different ways it could go.
I'm glad they're using all of our good ideas, though, like the expanded roster and yeah.
Well, maybe they'll put a league in the Middle East too.
They have one of the cool little ideas here is actually instead of the minimum three batters thing, is limiting the amount of pitchers you can carry on your roster.
Yeah, to 12. I saw that.
I love that. I also kind of like the idea of the 40-man expansion being, what'd they say, 30?
Well, I didn't see that.
Yeah, because that's a Doug Melvin idea from a couple of years ago. He's like, the 40-man roster is completely unfair and completely unbalances all of the fairness in baseball. You know, I get it.
Yeah.
So, all right, Umiba, it's happening in the Middle East. Barney Bancroft in the house. So how do you
anything
think
else I forgot?
We're gonna do next year.
What was that? You kind of went all squirrely with the audio there.
Well, how do you think the Hebrew Hammers are gonna do next year?
Well, I'm on vacation, as you know. So as soon as you run the sim tonight, I'm gonna probably spend way too much time that I don't want to admit. And try and sign as many people as I can. So I'm assuming, just by virtue of being the first guy in and laying some groundwork and then hopefully jumping on this right away, I'm assuming I'm going to do pretty well.
I'm trying to figure out how you didn't get to the playoffs. Because I'm looking
yeah.
at your rankings here, and you're first in steals, first in runs against, second in starters ERA, first in bullpen ERA. First in defensive efficiency, second in runs scored, second in on-base percentage.
Yeah, basically the team was in too big of a hole it shouldn't have been. Like, there were a couple players on the reserve roster who were immediately my best players. No idea why the AI thought that was a good idea. Mm-hmm. It was playing a guy who couldn't even play second at shortstop. So I accepted the black hole from offensive production standpoint and put in the best defensive shortstop in the league, and that immediately helped out all the pitching staff.
I bet.
But yeah, basically it was just a little bit too late. Because I do feel at the end of the season like I thought if I made the playoffs, I'd run away with it.
Yeah, Kit Jam, nice.
Yeah, he's still ain't much offensively, but man, is he a good defensive shortstop.
Who was playing shortstop before?
Oh, I believe Chester Owens had done some of it.
Oh, no.
And I forget. Somebody I released, maybe. But yeah, it wasn't good. And I forgot the name of the guy. My third baseman got hurt. It should be on my disabled list. Yeah, Jack Bates, who's, according to the relative ratings anyway, he's 8.6249, so easily one of the best hitters over here, and he just was on the reserve roster, even though he was getting paid the max salary, $750K, just sitting there taking money, not playing.
You had Dylan Gulliver.
Oh, he was playing over there? Yeah.
He was your shortstop. Oh, wait. No, here we go.
He's the backup right now.
Ayub Bin Kadar.
That sounds about more like it.
He is a 1-3-2-3-3.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dylan Gulliver, a longtime Hustlers farmhand. I see you have Rob McNeil, who was once upon a time one of my number one picks.
Yeah, he's pretty good over here.
Roberto Perez. Was he my Roberto Perez? Yep, that's my Roberto Perez.
Yeah, he's one of the best hitters over here. Yeah. 14 homers.
Yep. Gonzalo Perez was recently in my minor leagues.
Yeah, he's only 24. He's kind of exciting.
Dennis Solano was in my minors forever.
Well, he might go back to your minors because he sucked.
So you got a 3.2 home runs per nine. He also had a 397 BABIP. So Dan Tomlin was from my minors.
How does a guy with nine stuff in the Omeba end up with just a 8.9 K per nine? Like, pathetic.
Yeah, it's the thing he has that two changeup, which I think always screwed him up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. Hyung Un Choi. He looks good.
Is that the guy I traded?
Oh, you traded him to Istanbul.
Yep. I made the decision early on that pitching is the most scarce commodity over here, and I traded for Manny Lopez.
Oh, you got my man Paul Campbell, too. He has no hustle.
Manny Machado.
Did you see on Facebook there's a heckle Manny Machado night coming to Miller Park?
That's funny.
In September. It's going to be awesome. Alrighty. Anything else to go over?
Boy, we hit rosters, minors, schedule, draft. Well, yeah, we got waivers now. And you said both the players and coaching staff, the maximum contract allowed will be longer than 1 year now. That was annoying.
3 years.
Yeah, because it used to be, was it 5 years major service in the EBA?
It was six.
It was six. Okay. Yep. Before they could go over. Yeah, having it at three is kind of interesting. It should.
No, it's still. Wait, you're talking for the Rule 6 draft?
Yeah. Yeah, didn't you say it was only 3 years?
Oh, it was three before, too.
Oh, it was? Oh, yeah. I thought it was longer than that.
No, it's three.
No, that's just me being old. Yeah. But, yeah, it'll be a little bit. I'm assuming it'll be interesting to see what that first draft pool looks like.
Yes, it will. I don't even know if they generated players yet. They probably won't until the season starts.
No, probably not.
So you'll be in suspense until then. Let's see. Reports. All players. Pitching. Let's do potential. Actually, there is 240 players in here already.
Ooh.
But they're all not great. They're all 20 potentials with the exception of one guy who has a 35 potential.
Ooh, what is that set to relative to what?
The BBA, though.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, this guy looks like a stud. So I don't know if the first one's going to be particularly exciting, but I'll goof around with it until we get it just right.
It'll take a while. It'll have its ups and downs, and then it'll settle in.
Yep.
But it should be pretty interesting, especially if there's going to be some sort of wrinkle with trading back and forth to involve the BBA guys to actually pay attention to how Umeba's going.
Yep.
That should be interesting.
Oh, wait a minute. How is this guy in here?
You broke it.
Well, I did something. There's a guy who was in my minors. Who I released, who is now in the
in the high school league?
Yes. Uh-oh. Well, it looks like I have some more work to do before I do the file tonight. So with that, I'm going to say good day.
Yep.
Always a pleasure talking to you. We'll have to do this again soon.
I'm assuming once we, especially after this catastrophic change, upheaval, people will settle in, and then we could I'll end up organizing something to try and keep interest up with the new guys. I got a million questions on Slack as from some of the new guys, which was good.
Yeah, Slack is where all the young kids hang out, and Discord.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Well, Lane is doing his thing. That's where we're getting all these guys from.
Well, we need a couple more yet.
Yeah, we do. We'll work on it.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Ready.
Talk to you later.
Yep.